This is the last story from the sixth canto of Bhagavatam about Mother Diti, who is the mother of the source of all the demons in the universe. She takes a vow to kill Indra, who is the son of Aditi. He's a devotee, Asura and Asura. Diti is the progenitor and mother of all the Asuras, and Aditi is the mother of all the Suras or demigods like Indra. For the sake of Indra, Lord Vishnu appeared as Varaha and Sringadev to kill Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, who were of course the sons of Diti. And she became grief-stricken, and she was very angry because Indra was the cause of her son's demise. And she spoke, "I want to beget a son who will relieve Indra of his madness." So Diti pleased her husband Kashyap very nicely with very humble service, and he was pleased and captivated by this pretentious behavior and agreed to satisfy her. And this is the nature that women have been created by Brahma to bewilder men and carry away their minds. "So what do you want?" Kashyapa said. And Diti said, "I want a son who will kill Indra." And Kashyapa was not very happy to hear this. And he condemned himself because he had become controlled and attached to his wife, and he promised to fulfill her desire. And he cursed himself. And he was recollecting this whole scenario, and then he spoke this famous verse: "A woman's face is as beautiful as a blossoming lotus flower in autumn. Her sweet words give great pleasure to the ear of her husband. However, if one studies a woman's heart, he can understand that the heart of a woman is as sharp as a razor." Considering this paradox, who can understand the dealings of women? That's a famous verse in the sixth canto of Bhagavatam. These are all the musings of Kashyapa. To satisfy their own interests, women deal with men as if they are most dear. But in reality, no one is dear to women. For their own interest, a woman can kill their husband, son, brother, or cause other people to kill them. Of course, I promised to fulfill my wife's desire, so I cannot go back on my promise. But on the other hand, Indra does not deserve to be killed." Kashyapa instructed his wife in Vaishnav rituals to purify her heart, and hopefully she would give up this contaminated desire to kill Indra. So he instructed her in a one-year vow, a very difficult vow, and he gave all the particulars about that. And then he promised that if you follow this very strict vow, then you'll get a son who is destined to kill Indra. But if you have any discrepancies in your vow, which he made so difficult to follow, your son will become a friend of Indra. So Diti promised she would observe all these rules. Kashyapa impregnated her, and she started following. Indra understood the purpose of Diti. She was now pregnant, and for the 9 or 10 months she would observe the strict vow, which would guarantee that this son that she gave birth to would kill Indra. So Indra is not so slow, so he wanted to protect his life. So he disguised himself as a human being, and he appeared and offered himself in the service of Diti. So he was engaged in collecting every day all the flowers and roots and firewood for her yagyas and pujas, and giving them at the proper time. So Indra was very faithfully serving her. He was looking for the opportunities so he could cheat her, and then she could fall down in her strict vow. But she was so expert that he couldn't find any discrepancies. So one day, she became very tired and weak because of her austerities. And as per the instructions, she failed to wash her hands and feet and mouth after eating. She simply ate and immediately took rest. This was twilight. So this is a fault, a breach in her contract, her vrata. So Indra detected this, and he using his mystic power, becoming smaller than the smallest, his anima siddhi, he enters her womb with his thunderbolt, and he cut her embryo into 7 pieces. But each one of them became an individual being, began to cry. And from inside the womb, that tiny form of Indra was addressing these fetuses, "Don't cry." Then he cut each of those into 7 pieces and ended up with 49 living entities. And then they said, they folded their hands and says, "Listen, we are your brothers, Indra. We're the Maruts. Why are you trying to kill us?" When Indra saw that Diti's sons inside her womb were actually his followers, he said, "Well, if you're my brothers, how can I be sure that you won't grow up and kill me, as is predicted by Kashyap?" So what had happened is, Diti wanted a son that would kill Indra and become his enemy, she ended up having this. And why did this happen? How did this happen? Because while she was doing this vow, she became completely purified because Kashyap had engaged her in the worship of Lord Vishnu. So then she gave birth to these 49 children that were very friendly with Indra. Actually, due to selfishness, I tried to find some fault in your vows. When I saw it, then I cut your embryo into 49 pieces. But none of them died because Vishnu entered there and saved all their lives. So this amazing occurrence is due to the prabhava of your bhakti. I'm a great fool, my dear mother. Please excuse me for my offenses. Diti was satisfied with this humble behavior, and then Indra left and he took his 49 brothers, the Maruts, with him to Indraloka. So how did Diti please the Lord? Because Kasyap engaged her in a Pumsavanan vow, brata, by which one gets a son. And that vow entails pleasing Lord Vishnu. So then Priksha was curious. He said, can you describe the details of this vow? So then Shukadev described the details of so many mantras and prayers to Vishnu and Om Namo Bhagavate Mahapurushaya Mahavibhuti Patiye Swaha, and channel these prayers to the Lord and offer oblations. And if you do this puja, this Pumsavana ceremony, continuously and faultlessly for 1 year, then the wife will certainly receive a learned and devoted son, and the husband will also attain great fortune and live a long life. And if a woman does this, a celibate woman who's not married observes this ceremony, she will be promoted to the spiritual world. So anyone observes this Pumsavanana ritual, Lord Vishnu and Lakshmi Devi become very pleased, and Kasyapa very cleverly engaged his wife in this activity, and thus her mentality and heart became purified. She received the mercy of Lord Vishnu, and rather than giving birth to demons, like all her other children were all demons against the demigods, these children, the Maruts, the 49 Maruts, became devotees and favorable, and moreover they became the brothers and good friends of Indra. Thus concludes the story of Diti in the 6th canto. And next, Bhagavad Leela will be the story of Prahlad Maharaj, 7th canto.